My main brawl with open source applications in the end always boils down to the same thing. They're ugly and often not very intuitive. Man, am I going to get mail about this one. Anyway, I just don't see an open source operating system getting the same level of consistency as OS X, for instance. And the advantage of a consistent OS is that the apps that run on it naturally inherit that consistency. But once in a while I'm wrong, and boy am I glad I'm wrong when it comes to this application. Welcome to the 21st episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app? Growl. No promo code here, Growl is freeware and open source. Keep in mind that this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen in the iTunes artwork window and clicked on as well when there is something to link to, of course. You can check it out on your iPod screen if you wish, too. This episode is sponsored by the nice people of Plusk. Don't know who that is? Yes, you do. They make the coolest, most innovative and funny at the same time app out there, Comic Life. Go and check it out at plusk.com, that is plasq.com, or just click the iTunes artwork link, of course. It's a super cool comic book creation app. Now you might go and say, why would I make a comic book? Well, don't see it as just a comic book creation tool. It's a new and original way of distributing your pictures too, if you like. And it's fun to work with, but I won't talk about it too much now, just check it out. I'll have to review it one of these days and be sure that's coming up. So thanks for supporting the show, people from Plusk. And can you imagine this? They're actually listening to the Neat Little Mac App show since episode 3. I'm touched. Okay, now before I jump into the review, there are a couple of things I want to draw your attention to. First one is that for the Comic Life application, you can win a license. If you head over to the contest section of this podcast, you will hear what you have to do exactly to get a license for this application. The contest will run over a period of 3 weeks, so you have plenty of time to join in and do whatever it is you have to do to win a license of Comic Life. So keep listening, check out the contest section, and you'll know what to do. Second thing I want to point out is that lately I have been having a lot of fun with creating these promos for other podcasts, meaning that I send a promo of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast to other guys out there who are creating their own podcast. And I don't really like the idea of putting up one promo and sending all the podcasters to that same promo saying, okay, you can put my promo on your podcast. There it is. Go and get it and play that. It's just not my style. So what I do like to do is create a podcast-specific promo, a tailored promo, so to speak. And I tend to give that a very funny kind of twist. I did that with the Mac Attack podcast. I don't know if you guys listened to that, but I did it again for the Caffeination podcast. So I created a specific tailored promo that fits in the Caffeination podcast. Now, I'm not going to play it here. You'll have to head over to the Caffeination podcast at caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. But you all know you can just hit the link in the iTunes artwork window, of course, to get there. Paul, the host of the Caffeination podcast, brings you tech, tidbits and general info, and he blends it in with coffee-related items. How cool can it get? I mean, tech and coffee can go wrong. And what is more, he really has this smooth, easy, relaxing voice. I really love just listening to him explaining some cool tech thing. Anyway, he sent a promo back to us, and here it is. Listen for yourself.
Hey Frank, this is Paul from the Caffeination Podcast. Just like to thank you very much for dropping us a line over there, telling us what you thought of our show, and giving us your special take on the problem that you see doing your show, the Neat Little Mac Apps. I gotta tell you, I love your show. Great idea, great delivery, and everything's so succinct. By the time you're done everything, I know exactly how these applications work and whether or not they'll fit into my lifestyle, which as you can tell is very highly caffeinated. Now I think I might have found out your problem. See, you're not supposed to inhale the coffee, you're supposed to drink it, first of all. And then second of all, if you can't actually take a full cup of coffee at first, you might want to start little. You know, a little bit of chocolate, something like that, has a little caffeine in it, might get you start to go, you know. But, you know, I know a lot of people who can't necessarily down a whole cup of coffee, cappuccino, whatever else there is. So definitely you might want to start out a little bit slower. But again, thank you very much for your voicemail and hope everything works out for you. Again, this is Paul from the Caffeination Podcast. Thanks for listening in, and stay caffeinated, but maybe not quite as caffeinated as you were at the end of the message. Thanks a lot, Frank, and you have a great show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, right, chocolate. Okay, Paul, thank you very much. And if you want to listen to what I sent him, you'll have to go to caffeination.com. Okay, and then there is this third item I want to talk to you about. I'll keep it very short. The application I'll be reviewing now is Grawl, and its lead developer, Christopher Forsyth, was so kind to be interviewed by me. And so you'll now get the whole review of Grawl. And the next download you will see in your iTunes will be the interview with Christopher Forsyth, lead developer of Grawl. But of course, it's an open source application, so there are tons of other developers involved with this, but he's the man that invented the idea, started it all, and we had a very nice and interesting chat. So not in this episode, but the next file you see, that will be the interview with Christopher. So check that out as well. Anyway, what is Grawl? Well, Grawl is a notification system where all kinds of apps can tap into and use for displaying notifications. Current version 0.4.7 universal binary, and it is created by the Grawl development team led by Chris Forsyth. That's also the guy behind Adium, if you know that application. Anyway, you can check out more about this whole open source project at grawl.info. Why do I use this application? Well, I actually got into contact with Grawl through all the neat little Mac apps that I reviewed. A lot of them actually use Grawl, and I kept bumping into this Grawl-enabled thing, and I was wondering, what is that? And so I checked it out, and I have been using it ever since. So, how does it work? Well, basically, any application that claims to work with Grawl is able to tap into Grawl's framework and use it to display its notifications to you. Now, even apps that don't out of the box can send their notifications to Grawl, for example, OS X Mail or Google Notifier, you can still have them send their notifications to you via Grawl with use of a plugin. Now, most of the time, it's enough to just turn on Grawl notification in the preferences of an application. And that's enough to get things started. Now, what happens then is that all the notifications that a specific app would give in a specific window will be displayed via the Grawl interface. Let's try some examples that will make it clear to you in the fastest way possible. Okay, so for instance, I have this great application, Speed Download, and each time that a download has finished, it would normally pop up and say, hey, I downloaded that specific file, because that's something I want happening. I want to know when a specific large file, for example, has been downloaded. Now, what happens is the first time I run Speed Download and I get this notification, then Grawl will say, hey, this is an application that wants to interact via me. And it will register that application into the Grawl interface. And each time that Speed Download wants to give me a notification, it will display that specific notification via Grawl. Google Notifier, another handy tool. Google Notifier does a really cool job of notifying you when a new mail arrives. But if you want to have all your applications notify you in a consistent way, then you can download the Google Notifier plugin and you run that application, and it will make sure that your notifications from Google will automatically pop up also in the Grawl interface. And then you can go and tweak the way you want all those notifications to be displayed. And here is where Grawl really shines. Okay, we'll have to head over to the preferences again. I'm sorry I have to go by the preferences always, but still, this is my tip for everyone out there who tries a new application. In the preference window, you will learn everything that that specific application can do. It's mostly all in there, and it will learn you a lot also of that application. So anyway, when you run Grawl, you will see a little menu LED in your menu bar. And when you click that, you have some options like restart, stop, hide notifications, the default display notification, hide status items, but especially open Grawl preferences. Now, this is one way to go to that. You can also open your system preferences and hit the Grawl pane. And what you get to see then are the general preferences. Now here you get some really general stuff like should I launch Grawl at login? What's the default style in which I will show you notifications? Should I put logging on or not? Do I display Grawl in the menu bar or not? And if your device is idle, for example, if you get a notification and you're not around on your system and there is nothing happening on your system, should that notification stick on your desktop? Should it stay on there, for example, after 30 seconds of inactivity? That's something I have turned on. That's really handy. And you can update Grawl there as well. But let's skip that and let's head over to the main cool interface of Grawl, and that's the applications preferences. Here you will see all the applications on your system that are registered in the Grawl framework. For example, with me, that will be EasyDMG is in there, Gmail Notifier is in there, Mini Battery Logger, we've discussed that one, Speed Download is one of the apps I review, Transmit, they're all in there. Now, what I can do here is I can enable an application whether or not it should be used by Grawl. For example, I want Speed Download to use Grawl and display all its notifications. Then I just make sure that the button next to Speed Download is selected so that it will use Grawl. Now, on the right side, I have the displays, and that means what type of display, graphically meaning, what type of display should I show? How do you want the little notification window to pop up, and how should it look like? And there you have 10 basic types of visualizations that you can choose. I'll go into detail about which visualizations and what you can tweak on them. Now, beneath that application window, you have another window in the same main panel, and that shows you all the types of notification that program can do. For instance, Speed Download can notify me when an upload is complete, when all uploads are finished, when a file is received, when a download is complete, a whole list. If I go to, let's say, Transmit, then it will have options, for example, upload is completed, download is completed. I'll check another one, Skype. Skype has options like when a new message has been received, when your contact logged off, incoming call, file transfer failed. Anyway, all the standard things that an application would send you something, send you a notification about, you can find it there. And this is the neat part. Remember, you could choose a default visualization. Well, here you can go even further and choose a visualization for each and any notification. So you can really tweak it. Here you can say, okay, for a download, I want this type of visualization. When an upload has completed, I want another type of visualization. So that's really, really cool. Another cool thing here you can choose is the priority. What's this with priorities? Well, you have a number of priorities, and those are very low, moderate, normal, high, or emergency. I'll come back to that later also. Next to that, you have a sticky select button, and here you can select whether or not the sticky option should work with that type of notification. Okay, let's head over to the display options in the preference pane. This is where you can tweak your visualizations. You have Bezel, and here you can change things like the opacity, the duration. Oh, by the way, check the iTunes artwork. You'll see what I'm talking about. And then you see what options you can choose for the different priorities. So here, for example, in Bezel, you can change the background and the text color for each specific priority. So this is really cool. For instance, I take Skype. Now when I transfer a file via Skype, I want to be notified when a transfer has completed. Now, that shouldn't, in my opinion, be very high on the priority scale. But when a transfer has failed, that is something I want to know. So what do I do? When I go to the Applications tab and I select the notification file transfer failed, then I'll change the priority there and put it to high. If I go to the Display options and I select Bezel, for example, then I will say, okay, Bezel, the high should have red background and, for example, white text. And now I can have a notification from Skype that when a specific file transfer has failed, it will pop up in the Bezel kind of display and it will show me a red background, white letters, because I selected that type of notification is of high priority. Let's run over the other display options. You have brushed. Now here you can change the duration that the screen stays on. And of course, you can change the text. You can change some other things. You can make it a floating icon. You can limit the number of lines. You can use the Aqua interface instead of the brushed metal. A lot of options. Bubbles. Now, bubbles is my favorite. I think it's the default one also. And here you can choose also the opacity, the duration, and the text background and the colors of the window. Now, one thing I forgot to mention, each and any display I select here, you have a preview button. If you go and look on the bottom right corner, you see a little preview button and you can hit that. And then you will see a preview of how your window will look like. And when you change specific things and you hit the preview button again, then you will see that window and see how it looks with your settings. Okay, let's continue. You have candy bars. Again, opacity, duration, the number of lines, and the screen. Crystal, same settings. Mail me. Now, this is kind of handy. Here you can have the notification mailed to you. So what you do here is you just fill in the recipient. And each time that you choose a specific notification via this display, it will mail you that notification. Music video. This is a cool one also. This would be cool, for instance, for iTunes. It will pop up a bar. It's difficult to explain. You should check the iTunes artwork from under the dock and it will go like banner wide. It's like on MTV when there's a song on and you can see the artist and title and stuff like that. It's a bit the same principle. Plain. Well, I wonder what that is. Well, it's plain border, of course. Smoke. And speech. Now with speech, it will simply speak that specific notification, of course. So those are all the kinds of displays. And it really is cool. You can play with them, tweak with them, and change them. And be sure to check the site at Crawl, because they have a lot of plugins and themes and stuff there you can download. So it's not just limited to this. Go and check out the site. There really is a lot of stuff there also. Okay, in the network tab, now this is really cool, not that I would use it, but I can imagine a lot of sysadmins who would like this. You can listen for incoming notifications. For instance, you have another computer, a server somewhere, you install Grawl on that computer, and you can have it send its Grawl notifications to your computer. Or you could forward your own notifications to another computer and thus getting the notifications but from another system or to another system. And this is really cool, in my opinion. So that's mainly all there is to Grawl. It really is an easy interface. You have a lot of changeable options, but it still looks and feels OS X-like. You have the main preference panel, the tabs like you would with any other application. The only thing that you can tweak and the only thing you actually would want to tweak is the way that notifications are displayed. And the amount of applications that are coming out now with implementation of this Grawl stuff really is huge. So you should check it out. The last stop, by the way, is the About Grawl tab, and there you can see the whole team, the people who worked with Grawl. Now, again, this is an open source project, so if you want to contribute, feel free to send them contribution money-wise, for example, or if you're a really good programmer, you might go and help them out. So check it out, the About the Growl tab, and you can also go to the Growl site from there and enter a bug submission, or just donate or go to the Growl forum. Okay, let's head over to the developer tips section. There are two things I would like to have seen changed in this application, and they're both related to the same thing, and that is in the display options. Each time now that you change a specific thing, you would have to hit the preview button. And if you go and change something else, you would have to hit the preview button again. It would be really cool if you could just see it change in real time. That would be nice, I think. And the second one also has something to do with these display options. Now you see, it would be cool if I could just take one of the default display options and copy that. Make, let's say, an instance of that, but with my own settings. And thus, for example, the bubbles display option, the bubbles theme, I could make multiple bubbles themes for my application, so that one application would show bubbles in this way, but another application would show it with other options for opacity or duration or colors, for example. And that's something I didn't really see possible now. So that's my developer tip. But again, it's an open source project. They probably have limited resources, but if you want to pitch in, you can. Okay, let's head over to the contest section. Now for Growl, there isn't a contest because it's free, of course, but you can win a Comic Life license. And why do I say this now? Well, normally I will be reviewing Comic Life within an episode or two. But the contest is something that will take a little time. So what you have to do, you go to plusk.com, just hit the iTunes URL, or go to www.plasq.com. Download the demo of Comic Life and make a comic related to neat little Mac apps. Don't ask too much questions. Go and download the application. You will see how it works. It's tremendously easy and a lot of fun to work with. One tip, you should put the volume a little bit higher. You'll know what I talk about. Just do it. It really is neat. Anyway, you make a little comic. One page is enough, or half a page, doesn't matter. A nice little comic that's neat little Mac apps related. Don't worry about it having watermarks. Just send me the main project file and the contest will run for 3 weeks, meaning starting from this podcast, you have 2 weeks until the Comic Life review comes out, and then you have one extra week to create the comic and send that to me. And the winner will get a Comic Life license, and trust me, you will want that license. Anyway, let's head over to the winner of the Cute Clips license, and that is Chris from macOSXlive.com. He sent me a really nice voicemail, but don't let that stop you, people. If you want to send a voicemail, you can always do that, of course. But the contest is over. So Chris, thank you for your nice feedback, and you can listen to all the comments on the site. Okay, that's it for this podcast. I hope you liked it. Feel free, of course, to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website and leave your comments there. You can find the show notes there as well. And of course, you can use the links I provide in the iTunes artwork window to get there. And if you're a developer and you have an application that you think is truly special, you can send it to me also. You can mail me at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com, or you can contact me via the contact form on the website. If you want to promote the show, you can do that by adopting an episode, and that is really simple to do. All the things you would need to know are in the press kit I put online. You can just hit the iTunes link down there to get there, or visit www.neatlittlemacapps.com. If you're not really into adopting episodes, you can always head over to the Neat Little Mac App store and buy a t-shirt or a cap. Music, as always, is provided by the British band Dark Horse. Track name is Starting Over. It's the instrumental version, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. Thanks for listening. Keep loving those apps. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the techpodcast.com network. Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
Techpodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.